Boom, we're on.
Oh, yes.
And today's guest, we've got Chris McQueer, author of the book called Hings. First and foremost, mate, thanks for coming on.
Oh, cheers for having us on, mate. Fucking buzzing to
come
on.
We're hearing a lot about you, especially, obviously, with the book coming out.
Aye, man.
So, our social media. Like I say, any questions on this show, mate?
Aye, just
we
go
just
for
talk,
it.
Mate.
Class.
Talk about, let's go back to the past, mate. Where you grew up, Nat, where it all started?
Aye, man. So, I grew up in East End, so grew up in Garthamlock, stayed there, I was about 10, then down to Springboig, just the Edinburgh Road, down into Springboig, and then been there ever since, mate.
Loving life.
It's class, mate, aye.
So when did the writing come out? When did that or this start appearing in your life?
I always wanted to be a writer, see when I was a wee boy, I always wanted to be a writer, but it was a wee voice in my head that was like, nah, you'd be shite at it. So I just never gave it a go, mate. It was always in my head though, like, you should get a go, you should maybe try it. And then it was only like 2 years ago, I thought, right, fuck it, I'm going to get a go. And I did, mate. I just sat down, wrote my first short story, mate, and then it's just all fucking kicked off for there. It's been mental, mate.
And it's been an unbelievable journey for it, haven't you?
Ah, it's been class.
Because you're everywhere with it.
Aye.
How many pages has this bad boy got?
What's that? I think it's 220 pages. Aye, man. It's a real book, mate, aye.
That is a proper book, mate. I was expecting to meet you tonight, mate. It was going to be a wee Snyder, mate. So it was. But listen, aye, fair play to you, and I've seen that. Obviously, Limmy Nats got spoke about in it.
Aye,
here. Irvin Welsh, you were saying.
Aye, man.
You're trying to get a hold of him.
Try to get a hold of him, man. I try to get him a copy. So I've gave him a copy. I met him at his book launch. Gave him a copy. I don't know if he's read it or not yet. But we'll see. Hope he likes it.
And this is the guy. He wrote the book for Trainspotting.
Man, aye. So he's like my hero. You know what I mean? He's like,
so, Irvin, get your finger out. Get ready. So you said you used to do all this. Where did that come about? It's, for Glasgow, mate, we don't really kind of get into the offers and books,
man.
And there's probably, like I say, there's probably a lot of geniuses out there who have got visions to write books and that, and they're probably too scared. That's that Glasgow voice coming in, you're not good enough, you're shite, you can't do it.
That is, mate.
So you started writing when?
It was 2 years ago, mate. So I just fucking broke down a really shit, man. I had to move back in my mall. And I was working part-time in a sports rope. I was just fucking hating life, mate. I was like, this is horrendous, man. Then my dog died, and I was like, Jesus Christ, man. X-Factor sub story, you know what I mean? But I was like, this is fucking brutal, man. Like, I just felt as if like, all my mates were overtaking me, you know what I mean? Like, I was 24, backstabbing with my mom. My mates were all buying hoosies, getting promoted at work and all that, and I'm working a sports rope. And I was like, fucking hell, man, I've made a cunt of this year. Like, and then it was like, I don't know, man, I just thought, fuck it, I'm going to give this a go, I'm going to give writing a go, you know what I mean? Maybe I can pull myself out of this hole through writing, kind of thing. And then sat down, wrote my first story, let my mum read it. She was like, fucking hell, this is decent. I was like, what? So I was pretty worried. I was like, because it's going to think I'm some kind of weirdo. I think she think, like, she was a bit like, I know, she's like, what are you doing writing stories for? What's this all about? I was like, it's all right, just read it, it's cool.
Are you nervous about
fucking,
it?
I was, mate, I was fucking nervous, right, man. But I was more scared about, like, telling my mates that I'd been writing. So honestly, mate, it felt as if I was like coming out of the closet or something. Like, mental, man. Like, listen boys, I write stories, man. You know what I mean?
And, I don't want to come out this weekend. I'm going to write a novel.
Aye, man. Aye. That's what it's like, mate. But like, they weren't, they gave me pelters out and they're all just like, fuck it, I'll get on you, man. And then I let them read it and they were like cowling, man. They were saying, these are fucking funny as fuck. And that gave me the confidence, mate, to keep going. I just put my stuff online, and then within maybe like, I think it was within 8 months, publisher got in touch with me, like, these stories are good, you fancy putting them in a book? That's what became Hings, man. So
that's unbelievable, but
mental, mate.
Were you nervous? So that's that Glasgow mentality, scared
big time,
to make moves,
aye,
to do anything different.
Aye, man.
Instead of that 9 to 5, sitting drinking, mad at the weekend.
I know, man.
Do you know what I mean? It takes a lot of guts. Did you find it was a lonely journey then, writing
big
the book?
Time, mate, aye, big time, because you're no getting out to the weekend, you're staying in, but you're staying sitting in my room at my laptop writing stories, you know what I mean? People are going, just patch it, just come out, and I'm like, no, I think I can do something with this, you know what I mean? I think I'm onto something here, you know what I mean? So it was kind of just ignoring the kind of temptation to patch it and go out, and that's what, I don't know, man.
Sacrifices, mate. Like I say, you've got one life, and
that's it, mate.
To follow your dreams and do it takes courage, and there's not many people in Glasgow doing what they want to do.
I know, man.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a fucking West of Scotland attitude, innit? It's just, they don't.
I would even say it's worldwide, weird, mate. Nobody believes in themselves. That's why we hide behind the drink or the drugs or whatever the fuck it is. But today, a book, man, 24, you wrote this?
24 hours and I started drinking that, aye, so.
But the good thing is we've got another one coming out as well.
New ones.
Right out there, you know what I mean? Promote.
Aye, man, new ones out in November, 8th of November. So it's called HWFG. So
Here we fucking go,
mate, aye.
Where did that idea come from?
That wasn't my idea, the title, that was the publishers came up with that.
No, so he's a fraud now. We've not got the real deal anymore.
No, I know, man. I wanted to call it something else. I was going to call it Repeat Prescription. Because I was like, right, it's more short stories than that, but they're going to be weirder and darker, like Repeat Prescription. It's like another dose of short stories is going to be good. And then
because
like,
this is a big one. So we've got another, you're saying there's another 10,000 words.
Aye, a new one's 10,000 words longer. So that'll be, I don't know, man. I think that's another, that'll be about 260, 270 pages, something like that. So,
and how did you not get your name on it?
My title wasn't that good, mate. Yeah, it was the one I came up with. I thought it was good. And then after a couple of weeks, kind of thinking, I'm talking to her with the publisher, they were like, I hate to break it to you, but your title's a bit shite. Repeat Prescription. And I was like, do you know what? It's just quite dour, isn't it? It's a Repeat Prescription. It's not
I quite
right.
Like it, mate. It sounds like Glasgow, mate.
It does, mate. But then they said to us, like, we think you should call it Here We Fucking Go, just HWFG, like four big letters on the front of the book. And I was like, actually, that's better.
How long did it take you to write that?
That was, again, I started writing it as soon as I finished that one. I was right into writing the new one, so that was another. But year and a half writing the new one, so.
So you've got the buzz now to keep
aye,
going?
Man, that's what it's all about, momentum. They're telling you,
everything the new and the papers and that, they're saying you're going to be one of the best offers that Scotland's ever seen.
That's what they say, mate, fucking the pressure, you know what I mean?
That's a fucking hell of a bit of pressure to have on your shoulders, isn't it?
But fuck it, I'm into it, man, I'm just quite happy to try and.
Is the fire burning then?
Mate, big time, mate, that's what Jerry Cinnamon says, isn't it? Bonnie's burning, that's exactly. What they say, mate, so. Aye, man, I'm going to quite
fair
happy.
Fair play to you, mate, so. Guy for Go Farm, look, mate, book out. Next one, mate, how do people get this book, the one that's coming out?
New one, same as this one, so you can get it from my publisher's website, so 404inc.com. Get it on there. You can get it in Waterstones, like Argyle Street, Circle Street, whatever, on Amazon as well. Get it on there. Type in my name. It's a name you won't fucking forget.
Chris McQueer.
It's my own name, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Mate, fair play to you. Because, like I say, it's been all, we follow each other, we're on social media, but
aye, man.
Martin Compton and all that, tweeting, and
that's mental,
every day there's somebody else reading it.
Aye.
Always saying fucking holiday, only say that
aye,
in
man,
Europe.
It's holiday, okay.
It's just, gosh, man. Like I say,
it's a weird feeling, mate, seeing people like reading my book, because like, see when I signed the deal on it, the publishers were like, we're going to print 500 copies of this, and I was like, fucking hell, man, I don't know 500 people, how are we going to sell 500 books, man? And they're like, fucking trust us, it'll be right. And I started thinking, I was like, fuck it, man, I can do this, I can sell 500 books, man. Sold the 500, like just in like the pre-orders, know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they're like, right, we need to print half mail, we're going to print half 1,000. Like, fucking hell. Sold them and all. So it just keeps going, mate. It's just staying better. Than, just staying better than any thought it was going to. So just
but your expectations, man. Mate, for shooting by them, then fair play. But the
that's
next one, we've got to go bigger and better, haven't we?
Mate. I've got a good feeling about the next one. I think it's better. So
and you've got a big following, haven't you?
Ah, it's good, man. It's built up kind of steadily all the years, man. It's been good, man.
Where does your ideas come from? Because they're madness, aren't they?
Ah, mental, mate, aye. I was saying to you earlier, mate, my head's just fried, you know what I mean? It's just
join the club, brother, don't worry about it.
Aye, mate, it's just growing up in East End, mate, growing up in my scheme, you're surrounded by fucking inspiration everywhere, you know what I mean? You can either be dragged in by it, or you can look at it and be inspired by it, you know what I mean? Like, growing up in Garthamel and then Spring Boy, you're just surrounded by just mental characters everywhere, and there's just mad shit happening, it's just so much stuff that happens, and it just all kind of, I'm taking it on, I'm thinking, like, how can I turn this into a story, you know what I mean? What can I do with this, man? Any daft story I hear my mate telling is, I think, right, how can I fucking blow that up? How can I make that funny, you know what I mean? Like,
make money off your mates, innit? Get them all mad, mate. Fold them up with Charlie and Booze, mate. Just listen, aye, mate, man. Just write all our ideas down. Is there anybody aye, in this book that they know that they're in a story about them?
There's a few, mate.
Is that? Or do they know?
No, aye. No, they all know, man. They've all read it, being like, fucking is that me?
Is that me you're wrong?
One of them's about my granny. And she clocked it and she was like, is that about me? I was like, aye. She's fucking raging. There was another one I wrote with me. One of my mates into it. Wrote my mate Jamie into it and a mad story. And I put that story online and he read it and he pulled me up about it. And he's like, I can't believe you fucking wrote me in that. And then he came to the book launch and that story's in the book. And then, but he fucking got his own back at the book launch. We were doing like a Q&A at the book launch and he put his horn up. I was like, Jamie, what do you want to ask? And he's like, I just want to ask, like, there's a lot of drugs and stuff in your stories. I just want to ask, you know, in front of your ma and your granny and your girlfriend's ma and dad, you know, how do you know so much about drugs?
Kind of
asking me stuff like that, mate.
Fly grass.
Arsehole, mate. Arsehole. You know what I mean? But it's good to have a mate like that to keep you fucking grounded.
Keep
know what
you
mean?
Sane, mate, don't you? I wish I could say the same, mate. All my mates are fucking cuckoo, man. I try and stay back for the bastards as much as possible. No, in Glasgow, mate, like I say, it's hard to get recognition, it's hard to get the respect, especially doing something different.
Aye,
do you know what I mean? Writing books or even starting a podcast. It's,
aye, man.
It's weird that as much as people want to see you strive, there's also what people want to see you fall flat in your face, which is difficult. How have you dealt with like social media kind of things, and have you had any hate? Or
it's been alright. It's been like 95% positive all the kind of stuff I get. A couple of wee cunts having big cities on Twitter and that. You get people saying, you know, yeah, I remember I tweeted something about like Scottish people using mad American phrases. Mm-hmm. I was just slagging it. I was like, fuck's that all about, man? You're freestyle, why are you talking like you're from LA, you know what I mean? I tweeted that. And then this mad lassie's like, oh, you just think you're something now because you wrote a book, you think you're something. I'd be saying that if I hadn't wrote the book. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I'm something. Still, just saying I could.
Fucking day.
Know what I mean?
You go to see about it, you dafty. He does. He's wrote two books. What you done with your life, you stupid cow? Fuck's sake, don't take
that shit. Annoys me, man. That fucking annoys me. Seeing people say, "Oh, you think you're something?" Like, you fucking just try to do something a bit different. You know what I mean? Doesn't mean I think I'm up my ass.
Steffi's microphones falling apart. Place this cheap shite you've got. I come on and fix it, get a wee face in. This is Steph who we slag every week, week in, week out. Fuck's sake, man, I'm trying to run a show here. There he goes, look. There the man, there himself. The guy who loves the Viagra. Thank you. I'm sorry about that, Chris, mate. I'm trying to run a professional show here, but it looks like we'll try to get a new sound man in next week, aren't we? Aye, where were we? Slagging the bird that was saying you and hated.
Aye, man. So it's just like, I don't know, that annoys me. So you can't say to me, oh, you think you're something because you've wrote a book. I don't think I'm something. Like, I still stay in a council house with my mom. I mean, I'm still just...
Jealousy,
still
but envious, that's what I'm like, saying. The more successful you become, mate, the more hate you're going to get. That's the whole part of the journey,
but, I know, man, but
the more shit... The more enemies you get, mate, it just shows you're succeeding. You're doing well. And it's difficult, mate, because we all want to be liked. We all want people to accept us. We want the support. When you don't get it, I'm the same, mate. I go hiding. I get a negative comment, mate. I could get 1,000 good. I've spoken about it before. I want to kill that bastard because I can't help it, mate. It hurts me. And that's a wee bit of ego and a wee bit of pride.
It's
difficult.
Man.
It's a Glasgow mentality, mate.
That is, man. Isn't it? That is, man. I get that, and obviously we get bad reviews and that. I used to read, man, see when the first book first came out, man, I was like reading all the reviews. I was like, fuck yeah, I need to see what everyone's saying. Mm-hmm. It was all good, man. All good. First few were brilliant, man. And then you get your first bad one. It just noped me. I was like, oh, fuck, man.
No, what, write another book?
Like, no, man, jack in, man. This is it. Game over. Then you just think, fuck it, man. It's just one person's opinion, you know what I mean? You're not going to please everybody.
Exactly. You know I mean? So, and you've got to learn to deal with it.
You start focusing on the good ones.
Exactly. You know,
that keeps me going, that keeps me going. And then see the criticism, no, no, I'm like, right, well, I'm going to write a book that you do fucking like, you know what I mean? I'm going to get better, so you can't, you know, if they slag like part of my writing and say it's no good enough for the slag style of writing, I just think, right, fuck it, I'm just going to try and get better, you know what I mean? I'm just going to take what you're saying, take it on board and make sure you like my next one, you know what I mean? If you don't like that, I'll make sure you like
exactly,
the next one after
exactly.
that.
Exactly, it's trial and error on that.
That's it, man, aye.
Like I say, you've already wrote one success for your first ever book.
Aye, man.
And then you've got your second one coming out. Where is your goals with all this? What's the outcome for you?
I want to keep doing this for a living. Mm-hmm. The last couple of months I've been able to jack in the job. So I jacked in working in the sports rope and now I'm writing full time. It's fucking brilliant by the way. Magic. So I want to keep being able to do that. So then that's two books of short stories I wrote. My next goal is to write a novel, a big full length book, big full length story, write that. If I can get that done, now I want to try and write for the telly. You know what I mean? Try and write a series for the telly, you know what I mean? Like, write something like Black Mirror, something like that.
Oh, that's fucking nuts, mate.
Aye, man. So then, after that, my ultimate goal would be like to write a film, and get like a film made. That would be a fucking... That's a dream, mate. That's
so
a dream.
Your head right screwed on your shoulders, mate. You've got visionary dreams. Aye. You need to have a why to get up in the morning, because if you don't, like I say, there's nothing matter working in a sports show, but are you really fulfilling that potential? Because you're getting up and you're hating life. Now you've got a why where you're buzzing to get up. You'll have your lulls where you'll be fucked a day or two and you're depressed and you think you're, even though you write a book, even this when it came out, you're probably saying to yourself, is that it? It's good at the time, but then you still probably feel the same. Do you know what I mean?
Aye, man.
So it's all about keep going, mate, and getting another one out.
That's it. I think as well, man. I'm just
and the doors that won't, mate, is unbelievable.
It's good, mate. Aye, it's fucking. I think as well, man. I'm just a mindless critic. You know what I mean? I'm just always trying to outdo myself. You know what I mean? I write something and I think, oh, fuck, that's good. Mm-hmm. And then I put it away. Then the next day, I'm like, right. Read that again, and I'm like, no, I can do better. Like, I can do better. I just want to keep pushing myself and keep trying to do better. That's what it's all about, man.
But that's what it's all about, mate. To keep going, to striving to better yourself. Can you, so when these came out, can we turn like, films or anything or do things like that? Or,
I think so, man. Like, I'm trying to get it adapted. I'm trying to get that book adapted for the telly. So, like, a wee six part series. So, take six of the, either get like six of the stories and adapt them into like a kind of half an hour telly episode, or make wee kind of mini ones, like make like three stories. Per half an hour episode, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We kind of 10 minute stories, we 10 minute videos, make them into a wee programme. That's that's the kind of format I'd like to do that. So I pitched it to the BBC a couple of times. Mm-hmm. They've knocked me back, but I'm just going to keep going. I mean, they'll say aye eventually, mate.
Uh-huh. Definitely. Like I say, you just got to keep knocking at the door until eventually open it.
That's it, man.
I like to read two books, mate. I'm proud of you.
Cheers,
mate. I'm fucking proud of you. We're playing an Old Firm Greats game on Sunday, aren't we? We're opening doors, mate, aren't we? Two scheme boys hanging about with the legends. Are you buzzing for it?
I can't wait, mate. I fucking cannot wait, man. Lining up beside fucking Rudy Vatt and Mark Wilson, your good self, mate.
Mate, did I got myself.
That's a dream, man.
The Old Firm Greats game we're playing in against all the old legends, know what I mean? Now you've got two fucking... Aye, he's getting done. You're getting done, Bob. Yeah, the two up and coming legends, mate, innit?
That's it, man. Aye. No, it's good to see guys like yourself, man, like Gary Falls and like D mm-hmm. Maxwell. Like, mm-hmm. Just like seeing people for the scheme doing well. Because I say this all the time, like, see, being for a scheme gives you like a certain mentality and it kind of mm-hmm. equips you for fucking real life better than aye. These people. Mm-hmm. I think it just gives you a kind of gives you more steel about you, a bit mm-hmm. dig about you.
Of course, it does. Do you feel as if I feel as if though when I'm doing this stuff, I don't deserve it? Aye, I don't deserve yeah, it. I'm doing all, everything we've created, me and my boys here, man. It's non-funded, mate. It's aye. just with vision,
it,
work ethic, belief system. It's we've created all this out of absolutely nothing. Like I say, we've just hit, going to promote ourselves here. We just hit 1.5 million views, mate, it's and the social media platform amazing, in 6 months, which is unbelievable. We hit our 25 episodes. Class. This is just with vision, mate, that's and work mate. Ethic to it's believe in yourself, aye, and all the doubters and all the haters at the start. And it does it can be disheartening, but. If you aye. Believe in yourself to keep fucking going, man, nothing can stop
you. Like, you were saying earlier, man, the only person that can stop you is yourself.
It's yourself, aye. Saying. But you still don't feel as if you deserve it. You've came because the...
It's imposter syndrome, man. That's what you call
aye.
It.
Aye. Is it?
Fucking, that's it, mate. Aye. You think fucking... You get it, a lot of other writers say they've got it like imposter syndrome. Like, oh, I don't deserve this. I'm not as good a writer as everybody else, but I don't know, man. I feel as if like I'm not as good as other people, but... I've just as much right to be publishing books as them, do you know what I mean? I'm just going to keep. And if I don't think I'm as good as somebody else, I'm just going to try and get better. And
better
try
them.
And
that's all you can do.
Try and overtake them.
It's the seed of doubt, mate, placing where he done it. That's that we're no good enough. I need to stop. That one negative comment, all right.
Oh, man.
I need to stop, man. I need to stop working on what I've done. Everything I've worked on the last fucking 4 years to create something, I'm just going to get it up for some ball bag.
I know, mate.
Who's sitting in our house probably fucking sucking off his dog, mate. And just hating on life, mate. But that still upsets me, mate, because I'm sensitive, man. I'm really sensitive.
It's that
man.
One bad comment. I mean, you can get 100 good comments and you're like fucking magic. And then the one bad one, that's the one you focus on. That's the one that fucks you. But
are you going to get another one out? When are you going to plan the next one? This one's not even out yet, but I'm still
full, man.
When? So, aye, have man. You got a plan? So how many books you want to do a year?
I thought about, I'd like to do one a year, but it's good to get the kind of, I like the momentum of 2 years, do you know what I mean? I like the building up the hype. Every 2 years is good, you know what I mean? So, you've got one book. Say, like, I've got my new book coming out this year.
Mm-hmm.
That'll do good. And then next year, it'll be the hype, talk about the new one. Then take a year off, and then get people talking about when's mm-hmm. the next one going to come out. But, and then bring out the next one after that, but. But if I've not got a fucking book out there, I'm not making money. Mm-hmm. So it's like fucking. So it's a funny one, mate. But one a year, the new, I think.
Do what's right
really
for you.
Properly establish myself. And then,
try not burn yourself out either.
I know,
because you don't want to lose your love for it. But late as now, you've got the fire.
That's
where
it,
you
mate,
want to keep churning them out.
That's it, mate. I write every day, man. It's the first thing, honestly. It's the first thing I've ever been good at. So I'm like, well, I'm just jumping on it and I'm just going to keep doing it.
And you clearly love it. See, I used to always think a writer, mate, just sitting in a fucking cupboard. Big grey hair, mate, aye, just man. Writing away, man, the geniuses.
That's what everybody thinks, mate. I think that's what I thought. I think that's what put me off writing for so long, because you think it's just old guys and old women there. What I mean? And then, but it's no, mate, like, it's fucking, like, I've met hundreds of other cunts, like, loads of other people at the same age as me and that, that are doing it, they're all trying to do it, all trying to make it, it's hundreds of us, so, just at home.
Oh, is there a lot of people, is there a lot of people trying to do it?
See,
I don't know any of us.
I know.
J.K. Rowling.
And then as well, like, fucking, cause of the writing and that, I was able to go through to Addiewell, the jail, like, through uh-huh. Edinburgh. And there's a big creative writing programme in there. And, like, see the guys in there, mate, just mega talented, you know what I mean? So they've got all the time in the world, obviously, aye. Sitting thinking about their stories aye. And that, but the stuff these guys are writing is phenomenal, man, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's just, I don't know, man.
So, I didn't realise there were so many writers.
Aye, man.
So, you need a bit of luck and all, in life, luck, a wee
mate,
break.
That's it, man.
How did you get your break? So this was through social media, wasn't it?
Aye, mate, again, mate, just pure luck, mate. Just, Foyd, my publisher, 404 Inc, they were just starting out. At the time, I was just starting out writing books, so they mm-hmm. just they were just starting to publish stuff. And so I just followed them on Twitter, and then they started publishing like a wee magazine of short stories, and they were just asking people, like, send us short stories, we'll put them on this wee magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, right, fuck it, brass neck it, sent them, man. And they liked it, so they did. They were like, brilliant, they liked it. So they had like a launch party for their magazine, and they invited me through, and they were like, do you want to come on stage and like read out your story?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, fucking no chance, man, like...
Your ass claps.
Aye, mate, aye. I was like, I didn't know you could go on stage and read out short stories. Uh-huh. I thought you could only go on stage and like do stand-up comedy and that, you know what I mean? But so I went on stage, read out my story, eventually fucking worked up the courage, man. I had like four cans on the train to kind of calm my nerves.
Edinburgh,
man, aye. Couple of my pints when I go there, I went up, told my story, and get loads of laughs, mate, honestly. Came off the stage feeling fucking 10 feet tall, it was brilliant. Came off and the publishers came up to us like, oh, that was really good. And I thought, right, fuck it, never, now's your chance. I was like, look, I've wrote a book, basically I've got enough stories, would you just publish it? And they're like, fucking aye, definitely, like, send us it. And I was like, right, I will do. And I went home, woke up the next morning, I was thinking about it, and I was like, nah, they'll just be nice, like, actually, they would say that, they wouldn't say no, you know what I mean? So I never sent them it. And it was 2 weeks later, they emailed me like, where's this book you were going to send us? I was like, fuck man, they were being serious. Sent them it, and they're like, aye, love it. Fancy coming through Edinburgh for a meeting and we'll get it all sorted, get all the paperwork and all that sorted. And that was me, mate, through Edinburgh, signing a book deal. Just fucking surreal, man.
That's mad, isn't it?
Mad, mate.
That's and just the 2 years of writing. Were you writing before it, but? Were you writing it?
And kind of tried, mate. Obviously, you do writing at school and that, and they get you day stuff in like English and that, but I didn't like the kind of stuff. They're making you write mad, like, personal reflective essays. Aye. So it's like, write about something pure difficult that's happened in your life, write about a family member that's died and that. I was like, this is fucking
shit. It's a bit grim, innit?
A bit grim, mate, and it kind of, you lose, it doesn't give you that kind of love of writing, you know what I mean? It should be encouraging you to write mad shit and just write whatever you want instead of that, you know what I mean? So that kind of put me off writing. And then when I was 14, I kind of tried to get a go, and I get like 2 pages into writing a book, and I was like, this is fucking shit, man, just patched that, just gave up, you know what I mean? Back out, playing football or whatever, just no caring about writing. Mm-hmm. And that was me until I was 24. And then I thought, just, it was always there, mate, always in the back of my mind, should get a go. So I've always been a big reader. I've read some amount of shite, and I've been like, fucking, I could do better than that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then it was, mate, just 2 years ago, I thought, oh, I'm going to do it, I'm just going to get a go. And then, turned out I was all right at it, and I just fucking kept going. And
fucking better than all right, bro, man. That's, that's a full book, man, and another one coming out.
I know, man. I've not had a chance to just like, sit back and fucking take it on, because it's just been non-stop, which has been good.
It can be difficult. Do you drink or anything?
Not as much as I used to, because obviously, when you're like 18 and that, you start going out. I mean, well, when you're 16, you start going to the Sav and Vicky's and that.
Because
like,
usually, like I say, there's so many stories I've read, obviously the stuff you put online. Aye. This is like acid stories as well, you trippy shit, mate. I'm like, if I was still on it, mate, I'd be chapping your door, mate. We'd have some party up there, mate.
I know, man.
See, when you do your short stories,
aye,
do you think to yourself, right, that's fucking crazy? Do you know, but it's good also? How do you know?
There's a couple I've wrote and I've thought, nah, this is just too weird. It's like, it's too weird, if you know what I mean. And then there's other ones I've thought, nah, this isn't weird enough, man, this could be better. You know what I mean? Like, I was thinking, like, see, when I was writing that book, like, it was in my mind, like, still in my head, that, like, you know, oh, I don't want people to think I'm weird, you know what I mean? But then writing my new book, I put that out, man. Everyone knows I'm weird now. Uh-huh. I know I'm weird. I'm quite happy with it. So I'm like,
everybody's weird, mate.
Exactly, mate. So see my new book, man. It's a lot weirder than that. So,
no, but mate, read out one of your, read out a short story. You your best one, aye, get it out, innit? Aye.
I read out this wee one, mate.
That's I know.
I read out one called Davy, right? That's just, I always read this one out. Just a wee short one, mate. I think it's like one of the funniest ones in the book. So you'll like this, mate.
Let's go.
Wee bedtime story, mate. Right, so this is Davy, right? Davy was a big man. He was a very big man. And he loved his tattoos. It's my phone away. He loved his tattoos. He loved them so much.
Thank you.
Cheers. He dedicated his life to stuffing his face, getting bigger and fatter, so that he could get even more, stretching his skin to breaking point. Davy reckoned that his body had the same surface area as 4 king-sized duvets. And he was particularly proud his gargantuan arse. It was the only part of his body that he kept free of tattoos for years, but now, Davy believed it was finally big enough for work to begin on his latest masterpiece. Davy printed off the picture of what he wanted, inked upon his derriere. It was the pyramids of Egypt. There was no spiritual reason for this, he had no connection to Egypt or anything like that. He just liked the pyramids, he thought it looked quite cool, right? But Davy was steaming when he printed off the picture, though, because he couldn't get tattooed when he was sober, right? It was far too sore. So he didn't even realise he'd printed off the ring picture. He fell into the tattoo shop an hour later. Alec, Davy's favourite artist, smiled at the sight of this mammoth man lumbering into his shop. Alec had made a fortune off Davy all the years. "Take a seat, big chap," said Alec, pulling on a blue latex glove. "What are we doing in the day then?" Davy fumbled around in his pockets for the picture. "Here," he said, thrusting the folded up piece of paper into Alec's hand. "I want this, and I want it on Mars." Alec unfolded the picture and gave a wee chuckle. You never fail to surprise me, Davy. Get your bahookie out then. Davy obliged, and he pulled down his grey joggy bottoms, revealing his cellulite-ridden buttocks. His arse was so big and so dimpled that it looked like a memory foam mattress that had been scalped with 100 tennis balls. Alec got to work, meticulously portraying the landscape onto Davy's gluteus maximus. It was a landscape they're actually both very familiar with. Davy passed out a few moments after the needle made contact with his skin. After a couple of hours, Alec wiped off the last of Davy's thick, cholesterol-laden blood and admired his work. Davy, wake up, big man, that's you done, Alec said, and he gave Davy an open palm spank. Davy rose groggily from his slumber, his head thumping and his arse throbbing. He ambled out of the mirror with his joggies and knickers still around his ankles, cupping his cock and balls in one hand. He turned round so he could see his new tattoo. He could definitely make it a pyramid, but it wasn't of the Egyptian kind, or the Mayan kind, or even Aztec or Inca. It was of the Scottish kind. It was unmistakably the Forge shot himself. Davy screwed up. Oh, I'm not finished.
Oh, he's not finished.
Gets better. Davy screwed up his eyes. He thought he must have been in the midst of some vivid Bucky-induced dream, but he wasn't. The greeny-blue glass of the Forge's pyramidal entrance stood out beautifully against the pale skin of Davy's right arse cheek. Just left of his crack sat a throng of trolleys, and to the right, a wheeled woman, weighed down by her bags of messages, waited for a bus. A bin overflowed with McDonald's Happy Meal boxes and fagged outs. The whole scene recreated in startling realism by Alec. Davy fucking loved it.
Hey. Yes.
Cheers, man.
That's what we're in that book. Get it, boy. Where the fuck did you get that story for? That's what I want to know.
Mate, like I say, mate, he's fucking wasted.
But it's no, mate. That's your creativity's buzzing at your nut.
Aye, man.
Do you know what I mean? Do you get dreams? Nightmares?
Just fucking mad dreams, mate. Aye,
do you?
A lot of times I wake up during the night, mate, and I just fucking make a mad note on my phone, like the mad dream I've had or whatever, and then I'll just fucking try and write it down.
Make
like,
it into something, but it's a bit.
That's it, man.
You ever done stand-up comedy?
I tried it, mate. I done a wee bit at the Glasgow Comedy Festival last, well, it was this year, actually. It was back in March, and it was good, mate. I really enjoyed it, but I don't know, man. I like being fucking like behind the scenes, you know what I mean? I like being the man just writing and stuff.
That's what I mean.
It's good fun, mate. But it's like then I do a lot of stuff where I perform my stories and that. I do a lot of that. But that's different, you know what I mean? That's different for stand-up comics. I've got the book in front of me, you know what I mean? It's all written down.
Steady
like,
thinking on your feet.
I've got a kind of shield, you know what I mean? I know what I'm going to say. And I've read them all out before. I know what gets laughs and stuff. I know how to time it and that. Whereas stand-up comedy, mate, it's a different beast, isn't it, mate? It's a fucking different game, mate.
It takes some bottle. It takes a hell of a lot of bottle, and it's a craft that...
Aye, man.
It's such a craft, man. It's,
I've got a lot of admiration. See guys like Guy Fawkes and Chrissy Ross.
Aye.
Fucking like D Maxwell and all that, man. Like,
it takes some bulk because you know yourself, that's not just a case of 95% positive. Aye. There's so much negative comes towards that, you're getting slaughtered. Because everybody wants to be funny. It's the thing in life everybody wants to be.
Aye, man.
And if you don't go it, then you're going to sit and point the fingers at everybody else.
Man, you've got to try and pull them down.
And that's why I've got so much respect for Gary and D, because they take some shit, but yet the things they're achieving is unbelievable. Oh,
brilliant, man.
And they believe in themselves.
Aye.
It's because they're pals with me, right enough. But it's a stand-up comedy, man. For anybody that does it, it's tough.
Aye.
It's a tough gig. I done it last year, man. But I wasn't feeling it, man, because it's tough, man. It's like a mask, innit? You put it on. I was drained after I was doing it.
Aye.
I was totally drained because you're getting so much energy away.
Aye,
and everybody comedian will tell you they're all fucked in the head.
Aye,
they're all bonkers.
Aye, man.
Do you know what I mean? They're crazy. You'd have to be to stay on the stage and crack jokes and but anybody that does the massive respect has to go to them. Anybody that does anything in life, you've got to give them massive respect.
Aye, putting ourselves out there,
putting yourself out there and creating something, like I say, it takes guts, man, no matter what anybody's doing. Aye, if you're trying, then what else can you do? But for me, man, a lot of people don't fulfil that potential that everybody can do something great, man. And
sang, mate, aye.
A lot of people don't know where they want to go in life.
That's up, man.
Including myself, man. I talk all this positive push, mate. I go in my bed and greet every night, mate. Scream myself to sleep. You know what I mean? I'm a fraud.
You're doing well, mate. Fucking
many short stories are in that?
It's 25 in that. 25 short stories. No, kind of like vary in length. You know what I mean? So that we want to read out, that's the shortest one.
Is it?
So that's like a page and a half. And then the longest one's like 30 pages. You know what I mean? So
it's not really short stories, but is it?
I know, man, a short story, normally they say it's between like 5 and 10 pages, but I like fucking playing about with that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you can tell the story in a page and a half, fine, man. If it takes you 30 pages, mm-hmm. sound, man.
I'm so, could you not reenact these stories that you're saying in one video, one long film?
I think that's my goal, like I'm saying, man. I've been pitching that to the BBC, like...
To somebody sitting there, like, aye. But things like... That's something like somebody... See that story about him and his ass getting tattooed? That's something you could use in still game.
Definitely, mate.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, I'd love to be write for something like that. See, right, like...
Is that not a director then that comes into play as well with you? The creative mindset?
Aye, you get like a kind of script, right? I would write it and then the director would kind of take it and he would kind of put his own spin on it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He'd get the actor stacked out and he'd say like, right, that doesn't work. We've got to try it this way. Spin it about. Say this instead of doing that, you know what I mean? What if we do this instead, kind of thing? So.
Have you ever been to college or uni?
I went to college, see, after I got that book published. So I left school when I was 16, so I just fucking hated education, just wasn't for me, so I just went right into working. But then, once I published that, I thought, right, I'd like to try and, like, I was just winging it when I was writing that. I didn't really have a clue what I was doing. I just thought, I'll just write it how I think it should be written. And then, after I got published, I thought, right, I'd like to try and figure out how to do it properly, man. So I applied for college, and I went to City of Glasgow College, and done like professional writing skills, it's called. So it's just teaching you how to write, basically, how to write short stories, how to do it properly, how to write for the telly, how to write for the radio and all that. And it fucking improved my writing, like, big time, you know what I mean? Like, shows you all my bad habits and all the stuff you do shite, and like, it makes you better, mate. So that's what it's all about. Like, self-improvement and that's what I'm on. That's what I'm into, so.
But like, you have got your head screwed on, and like I say, but you've no went to uni or college. Do you think that's what gave you that for a degree? You know, people go to get their degrees or whatever. I probably still never had a book out.
Aye, man. So I think like what I learned at college was just kind of teaching you the basics. I think when you go to uni and that and study creative writing, I think that can kind of, I don't know, it kind of polishes the edges off, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What I've wrote is, it's quite raw, you know what I mean? There's no education behind it, if you know what I mean, no higher education, you know what I mean? So it's just the way I thought it should be, whereas if you go to uni, they're going to teach you, this is how you should do it,
their
this
rules,
is how it should be.
Aye, like regulations.
But once I went to college, man, once you kind of learn the basics and then you learn a wee bit about the kind of rules, then you can kind of break them, you know what I mean? You can use that to make your stuff better, which is good, so.
But you've got, like I say, you're doing it, mate. You're doing it.
It's weird, mate. It's fucking weird, man. Because when I started writing, I was obviously never thought I'd be sitting where I'm now within...
On my show, do you know what I mean?
This is it, mate. He's
cracked it, man. You broke through, mate. Your dreams have came reality. Tattoos in the arse and everything.
It's been a brilliant couple of years, man. I just hope it continues, man. I was saying to my mom, I was like, see if this all fucking came crashing down tomorrow, I'd still be chuffed at what I've achieved, you know what I mean? I'd be fucking early moon, but I just want to keep it going as long as I can, man.
That's all, you're only selling yourself shortly. I say, you've,
I keep it going,
this
man.
Is only the start of the journey for you. And like I say, we spoke about it before, the only person that can stop is yourself.
That's it,
to get this book out, another one. And I hope... The world's yours, mate. It's a scary part. And once you start actually seeing the results, you start actually believing in yourself. You start actually getting confident, and it just becomes natural. You're thrown out a book. To get a book out is fucking unbelievable.
It's fucking,
do you know what I mean? Do you think are you getting a lot of the Glasgow people behind you?
I think so, man. I think people are. I think because I've no been to uni and that, I'm just a normal guy who's done it. You know what I mean? I'm no some middle class person with loads of money behind them who can afford to just go to uni and then no work and write a book, and then they know other people at the publishers, so that's how they get published. You know what I mean? I'm just brass necked it, and I've grafted, and I've just...
And that industry is all who you know in it to open all these doors, and...
Some of it, aye, some of it.
But your prime example that it doesn't matter with any, just a vision and an idea to create and do it.
Like, I hope people can see what I've done, other writers and other people who are getting knocked back and stuff. I hope we can see that if I can do it, man, they can do it.
Inspirational.
Just fucking...
But you've got to keep chipping away. You've got to keep chipping away.
That's it.
Who is it? Inc? 404 Inc?
404 Inc, they're called. They're just a new publisher for Edinburgh. So the fact that I was just starting it and they were just starting it, man, it's fucking match made in heaven, you know what I mean? Because fucking then he's new at what we're doing, you know what I mean? They're just winging it.
I think that's the best thing to do.
It's been brilliant, man. Because they two, Laura and Heather, the publishers, man, they've got their head screwed on. They know what they're doing. They're fucking visionaries, man. They've gone to the tap. So
I think, like I say, when we done our homeless documentary, we just went out and done it.
That's it, mate. Aye.
And the same again, we've just been confirmed for the Johnny Boy Steele documentary, the gangster man, but that's becoming mere pieces of the puzzle to create something better. But sometimes I just like to roll the dice and it works. It fucking works, man.
That's it, man.
And for us to achieve what we've done the last 12 months, nothing but a vision,
brilliant.
We've just winged it.
That's it,
and it's fucking working. So when you meet people and it comes in, they say it, then it becomes more complicated. I've, I'm I've no patience. I want to get things done yesterday. Do you know what I mean? But so, like I say, the other things we're doing, it's taking me a time. And it's good to learn from all these other people. Like I say, I'm 100 mile an hour. Aye. Like, I'll do it, let's go, I'll do it. But we just need to, I don't know, that's partly for me to learn and grow as a person, to listen to other people, because I think I know everything and I still do.
I know, man.
And it, so when we're doing all these things, it's difficult.
Aye.
But now things are taking time and things are becoming longer. Like I say, you just winged that and it's worked. But now, how did you, with the other one was more planned, the second book?
More planned, it was a lot harder to write as well, because there's more pressure, you know what I mean? So having to obviously live up to
the expectations.
Thought it was going to, so I need to live up to that. I need to think, right, well, that's the base level, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. At least to do it as well as that, if not better. So, more pressure, mate. More
it'll people. Do better.
It will, mate.
But the bigger following you get, the more people that back you. And Glasgow's a tough city, mate, but there's still a lot of backing for people, there's still a lot of love.
As well, mate.
Do you know what I mean? It's a great city. Everybody's fucking crazy, but I think every city's near enough the same.
Definitely.
Do you know what I mean? And we're doing it, mate. And like I say, to come on today, take your time. I appreciate that. So how can people get this book?
Aye, man, so you can get it from my publisher's website, 404inc.com. You can get it from Amazon, you can get it from Waterstones, get it from any bookshop.
Look at you, Waterstone, Amazon. And the next one, how can we pre-order?
That's the same, you can pre-order on my publisher's website, 404inc.com again on Amazon. If you just type in Chris McQueer into Amazon, you'll find it.
And let me retweet this, you've got a copy. Irvin Welsh, get involved. He's got a copy?
Yeah, he's got a copy, aye.
Let's see, mate. You never know, man. You might stumble across this and go, do you know what? I'm going to read that. And Christy boy.
Cheers for getting
us going, mate. We've got a game on Sunday, mate. We'll win.
Mate,
no doubt. Thomas Sheridan played a stinker the last time, so fucking better get your finger out, the old Gene. Listen, mate. Everything you're doing, massive respect for you. I wish you nothing but success for the future. And
cheers, big man.
All the best, mate.
Absolutely.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers,
thank you. Boom.